Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way. Live today, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Their seed and their spawn, they're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. That it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah,
George,
this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, who faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who help us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Aleikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you're listening to The Narrative. Today is Sunday, August the 22nd, 2020. And the time in which we live in is growing darker every day, every hour, every minute. And brothers and sisters, we have to be able to take precautions, or as Stevie Wonder called it, precautionary measures during this day and time in which we live in. We have teenagers attacking the elderly. We have COVID-19. We have a pandemic. We have hurricanes. We have fires across the country. I mean, it's interesting to me how the media will cover only certain parts during the prime time hour, of which everybody's up and moving. But at night, you see some very, very treacherous things going on across the country that they would not report during the day. See, that's dishonest reporting. Now, today, we're going to talk about the will, desire, plus faith equal action. Waking up the mind of God within. This is part two that we are doing today. Almost like a bridge from part one, because this will, your and my will, everybody have one. Everybody, every conscious human being has a will, which is a portion of the power that's within the God. And in a little small way, the animals have a will too. They have a will to survive, don't they? So I just want to make sure I remind everybody that on August the 25th, the nation is going to be holding a seminar, I wouldn't even call it a seminar, a symposium, but they're going to have doctors as well as other professionals there to speak about the COVID-19 virus, and they're going to also talk about the alternatives that's out there that you hear nothing about. So if I was you all, I would tune in to NOI.org and on August the 25th, 2021. Go to the NOI website. I'm not sure if they already have the announcement up or not, but that is something to definitely be interested in. And go and check it out. Because you all have been hearing all kinds of things. You don't hear anymore that the virus lives outside of the body 12 hours. You hear no more about stuff like that and how a person can give you a virus just by touching you. There's all kinds of stuff being said out there. But as I said on one other show, the nation's been with you and been around you for 90 years, and we have not failed you ever, and we have not failed you in telling you the truth or being watchmen on the wall for you. So tune in, hear what we have to say and what we are presenting. I'm going to bring in my host today, Brother, you know, I'm finna take brother back to the old days. I've been calling brother minister. Waleed Muhammad.
Brother.
Yes, sir. You know, brother, well, I'm the type of person, man, is that, you know, once a minister, always a minister. You can't take that away.
No, you can't.
Like Mr. Farrakhan said, man, is that a lion never retires. And so, you know, it's like ministers. They never retire. So, yes, sir, brother, it's a nice day out here today, man, I tell you. But not
really
so nice in certain other places, you know, because I heard this morning it was Hurricane Henry, I think. Up there in the Rhode Island area. Now, you know as well as I do.
Oh, Andre?
Hurricanes normally. Yeah, there you go.
Andre.
Wow. Yeah. And it hit those areas down. I think they said it been downgraded to a tropical storm. But still, man, I remember they had Hurricane Sandy that hit New Jersey, and you know that's like on the upper East Coast where storms like that don't normally travel and hit those areas. But they hitting them now, aren't they?
And
a lot of these storms are being brewed over here in the Western Hemisphere when they used to be brewed over there in the Eastern Hemisphere. So, you know, there's no getting away. I tell you, the scriptures was right on it. It says that she'll be curtailed on all three of her sides. And she only got three sides, the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf of Mexico. And, boy, we have been seeing all of that and then some.
Yeah, she's, brother, you have anything you want to share? I was just saying she's under fire.
Yes, sir.
She's under fire, and she's taking some real hits.
Yes, sir.
If you look at this, if you look at this as one would a war, she is under fire, and she is taking some serious hits. And it's how long she can stand this, I don't know. But it's becoming more intensified every day.
Right.
I mean, you got storms. I've looked at the storms that hit Tennessee. Oh, my God. And you're looking at hurricanes. You're looking at tornadoes. You're looking at droughts. You're looking at fires. You're looking at pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking at unrest among the people to such a degree. It is just murder, murder, murder. And it's not sparing the crib.
Right.
It is, I'm telling you, it is not sparing the crib or the crutch.
That's right.
You know, from the youngest to the oldest,
mm-hmm.
it is a bad, bad time in America. The messengers say when you see the beast under fire like this, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad. This, you know, this is no time to be teasing and mocking the beast.
Right.
He is in his downfall. He is losing everything. This is no time to mock him, play
mm-hmm.
with him, tease him. No, that is very dangerous. Leave him alone.
He's not feeling good
on no front.
Right. Right. And just recently, brother, you know, it's another situation, too, that just popped up. I was looking at today, a young lady, she's in her 30s, she's 33, and her father's in his 60s, and there was about two or three children that was in the back. Police in whatever area this was stopped them for no reason. They were just changing seats. Had the young lady get out the car. Then they lied and said that the license plate did not match when the records went and filed, and I'm pretty sure the lawyers had to do it. And then they found that the plate did come back registered to the young lady, and there was her vehicle. But the two white cops, a white woman and a male or beast in uniform, sat there and harassed him, and then put her in handcuffs for no reason, hit her, knocked her unconscious. Then she woke up. Then next thing you know, you know, probably about five minutes after. But see, the cameras caught it off, and they did what they normally do. They lie on the report and everything. Now, look, brothers and sisters, y'all don't like the fact that of the nation talking about separation. But these things, even after the George Floyd situation, they're still doing this. And, oh, I didn't know the camera was on. But in the heart of a beast, it don't matter. Once it sees blood or whatever it sees, it don't have any thought anymore. It's kind of like what Brother Wiley was talking about anger once in one of our shows. So, you know, you can't think straight when you're angry. You're dealing with some angry, rabid, racist beast out there that ain't feeling too good now, that they world is going down. And if you can't avoid it, try not to be driving through these small towns at night. Take proper precautions, you know, travel in the name of God, yes. Yes, always travel in God's name. But also keep in mind and be aware that you're dealing with rabid beasts that runs around out there wild at night. And just because they have on a uniform don't necessarily mean that they mean you any good. So I thought I'd just say that to everybody. Go ahead, dear brother. You want to say something else before we start?
excuse me. That's some great advice, bro. I mean, you know, all you can do is tell our people the truth and hope and pray that they adhere to it. And they don't have to be afraid of this time.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have to be careful.
Right.
And the more things that the beasts do to our people and to people abroad, the messenger says hastening his doom. I mean, it
mm-hmm.
just increased.
Right.
When you look at places like, look at what's happening in Afghanistan. Sometime back I said, when the last time you ever heard of America winning the war?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long, they can't win no more war. Their time is up. And I was listening recently at veterans speak about what's going on in Afghanistan. Is the greatest shame that the American soldier has ever faced before.
Right.
It's a shame. It's a scourge on the country. And I would say one thing about the pullout of the American soldiers over there. Boy, look at him. Those people made it real hot for America.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans were told by the Chinese. They were told by the Brits. They were told by the Russians. You don't
right.
want to go into that place and fight no war with those people.
Yep.
Those people will fight you for 1,000 years. You will never win. Well, sometimes when we large in stature and we're mighty in armor and our weapons are great,
mm-hmm.
We think that we have the upper hand and that we can crush our enemy very easily. Man, you're going up against people who were not well-armed at all. They didn't have the sophistication of the technology that America has. But boy, you better have a long wind when you talking about fighting an opponent like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
20
yeah.
years. You know what they call Afghanistan? They call it the graveyard of empires. The graveyard of empires. Because every empire that has went up against them have lost.
Mm-hmm.
America thought she could win. She could change it. And not only did she lose, but the humiliation that she suffered as a result of such a terrible loss. She actually ran off and left her people.
Yeah.
She, you know, when you think about, and I'm speaking about this for a particular reason, when you think about what she did and the thought that was given to what she did before she did it, it was not based on courage.
No.
America says she's getting the hell out of that country and yep. ran off and left her people there and left the people who helped her all during that time. And now you hear Americans talking about it and others all over the world. What a shame and what a disgrace it is for America. Her mm-hmm. allies will never trust her again.
Right.
They said, if this is what you will do with people who trust you, you run out and leave them like this, we will never trust you again. So that means that the bond between her and her friend, it's been broken, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that's hearing this might not understand, but this is one of the things that is said God would do. No one would want to come near her when they saw the smoke of her burning.
Yeah.
she's losing all of her friends.
Right.
That means she won't have no ones to help her.
Right.
Boy, this is getting grave. You need to study. Those of you out there who listen to this, you might need to do some study on what you're witnessing. You witnessed something incredible. You really witnessed something of great magnitude. You may look at it as not nothing. This ain't the first time America did this. I mean, when the enemy make it hot, and both times it was with people who were not well armed, people who were not very sophisticated. But boy, you talking about the will. These people had the will to fight you as long as one of them was alive. They would
mm-hmm.
fight you
oh,
for
yeah.
1,000 years.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? I hope you do.
Yeah.
Because this ain't no joke. And what's going down is very much for real. You talking about willpower? What kind of willpower did the Vietnamese have? What kind of willpower did the Afghanis have? The Taliban,
right.
What kind of willpower do they have? They just walked right in and took all of the major cities of this place in 11 days. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
Do you know when you run off and leave your weapons? I've seen it before because I've been in war. Don't you know when you run off and leave your weapons and your supplies and everything, you turn tail and run? That is because you are very, very, very frightened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, left everything. Yep.
And now, the very enemy that they fought is well-armed and well-supplied as well as the American soldier with small arm fire, other kinds of detection devices and sophisticated technology. And you know what?
Right.
There are people who is running over there in Afghanistan right now to teach them. And some were already there to teach them how to use a lot of the sophisticated weapons and technology that they have now. Boy, this is you done created. Ooh, wait. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was just my little input on some current events that's happening today.
Well, you know what? That is so true, bro. Because, man, I tell you, you know, now you're getting to the point to where you're going to try to go knock on the doors of your allies, and they ain't going to be quick to open that door. That's absolutely right.
No, they're not going to open it, period.
And what you had said concerning the scriptures and God, definitely, man, that is definitely written of. It says that her allies will be watching from a distance as smoke is rising up in there, and they're going to be shaking their heads saying, oh, whoa, here's America. or Babylon, as for those of you who want to play like you don't understand what we're talking about. Okay, did you get for those who study Bible? Don't you know that the modern and ancient Babylon is actually tied to this place that we are living in right now? Who else is on top of the world as we speak? And right now, it speaks about how his enemies will be trying to will come at her weakened state and try to take her. Yeah, y'all better be like brothers say, y'all better be studying because this
better
thing
study,
is popping
man.
Off. The thing's popping
off.
Popping
off. That's right.
Yeah. and as we were telling you, get your food, your water. You know, you're going to have to start taking precautionary measures. You know, start taking you a vitamin. Take your multivitamins. That'll help your body's immune system. You got to start doing for yourself, because as we have witnessed from the pandemic, from we had ice storm here in Texas. And, you know, and we've seen a lot of these things that taking place. And it's not government, so to speak, that helps you. It's been the people helping themselves. Now, government stepped in big time because of the pandemic, and is really in their best interest to help some of you out there. But for the most part, all these natural disasters that's been going on, even and brother know what I'm saying, even down here with Harvey, the people was left to deal with that situation for themselves. The people started gathering up food and stuff and taking it and water. And then from what we understand, FEMA supposedly came in, supposed to assist, but FEMA was supposed to also brought in a lot of mobile homes for people. And then they discovered that a lot of mobile homes was somewhere, I think it's in Louisiana, one of those areas. But all of those trailers home. We're supposed to been coming down here to Houston to help the people, but they never made it. And then now they're sitting there riding it out somewhere. Crazy times, bro, and
yeah.
We have to start looking at self and doing something.
Let me say one thing else regarding this while we're on this subject. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people, they always feel that they got more time than they actually have.
There you go. Yeah.
To prepare themselves. You know, you look at it with people. I look at the firemen, how they be warning and really telling the people, you got to go now. The people don't see the fire, or the fire is always in the distance. And they feel like they got a little more time just to try to gather more things out of their houses. And they feel like they got a little more time just to try to turn their hoses on and to make sure that their house get wet down. Different reasons they find they feel like they got a little more time that they can beat the disaster before it get to them.
Right.
These are the ones that they find in their cars on the side of the road. The tires done melted off.
Mm-hmm.
The windows done exploded. The vehicle done exploded and just burned. And you see the remnants of the people in them. They had time to get out, but they didn't listen to the warners. The warners were constantly telling them of the impending danger. They just wouldn't listen. They kept believing they had more time. Look at it. Look at here. Man, look at here. They better listen, bro. This can be up on you before you have any idea. One of the other things that I'm noticing is they told people, they tried to tell the people, look, if you ain't going to take the shot, wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do this. They told people, look, you got to start storing up food now. Inflation, you ain't going to be able to buy nothing. You ain't going to have no money to buy it. It'll take $2 million to buy what you want. All kinds of warnings are constantly being sounded, you know, like the individual blowing the trumpet, to ready everybody because of what's coming. Man, oh, man.
Yes, sir.
How many are listening? How many are heeding the warning? Look at here.
Mm-hmm.
They've told you already, and they've shown it to you. Television. All over the country, they are bringing in tractor trailers. You know where they bring them in? You know where they bring them?
Come on.
They bringing them to the large medical facilities, hospital facilities, large tractor trailers. Why do you think they bringing them large tractor trailers? I mean, you're looking there and you say, what they done turned this into a trucking set or something?
No.
They are all refrigerated.
Yes, they are.
They all refrigerated. And they told you about it. They told you about it. The scientists and everyone. They said this winter that's approaching now is going to be horrific with the amount of death as a result of this. They're not trying to scare you. No.
Right.
They are telling you what's real. The hospitals, look at them. They flooded. They backed up. How long do you think medical workers can work before they'll have to have relief? They work in 12, 16 hours. now. They can't take it. They tell you they can't take it. They're walking off the job. They can't take it. They need sleep. They need rest. They don't care. And they throwing money at them. They throwing, but what? They turning the money down. What can you do with money if you're dead? What can you do with money if you're choking on your own slime? Huh?
Right.
They are seeing. Do you know what's happening to the medical worker's mind? This is not a common thing that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much death they're seeing? They are seeing death that is unbelievable. Children, babies, elderly, young people, adults, they're seeing death, death, death. What do you? How do you think this is affecting their mind? See, it's not being
thought.
So
right.
I said this. Heed the warning before you be in one of them refrigerated trucks. Heed the warning. Because they're telling you, you're on your way to the hospital. Why? Because your blood pressure is high. You're on the way to the hospital because what? You're having a heart attack. You're on your way to the hospital, and they're telling you what? Before you even get there, the ambulance is not even coming to pick you up. We don't have no room.
Yeah.
Because COVID is everywhere. You better pay attention.
Right.
You don't want to, you don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to social distance. You want things to be as they once were. Never happened.
Yep.
These are warnings. These are warnings. That's all that you can be told. It's up to you. That's all I got to say.
That's so true. And also, I want to add into that to our own community, too. Especially those of us, look, brothers and sisters, you know, what's it? It's in the 23 Psalms where it speaks about how Allah has prepared a table for us in the midst of our enemies. Yes, the table has been prepared for you. And yes, you during this time where people are panicking, you are not panicking. However, we still live here, and we're in the midst of
all this.
And we must take, as I said before, precautionary measures.
That's right, brother.
Don't think that it can't hit us either. That's why Mr. Farrakhan had said that from that criterion speech that don't think that just because you here with me that I'm not going to have you wear any mask while you in this garden. Right? And the minister never lifted no sanction or whatever, told anybody not to wear masks and not to take precautionary measures. So, you know, we're in the midst of this thing, and yes, God does have a covering over you. And if you did not suffer a lot of things that you see everybody, all of the different brothers and sisters out there that is suffering right now, then all praise is due to Allah. Glad to meet you. However, man, we are in the midst of this thing, so take precautionary measures, all right? All right, brother, we're going to get started. You know, I want to pose this question. I did that this week. You know, what is the smallest member of the human being that causes dead men bones? It was one of the smallest members of the human body, and that is the tongue. The tongue is a natural instrument that carries tones and vibrations of both good and evil. Some of the tones are sweet to the ears, while some of those tones are as rotten as a rotten carcass from a dead animal that you find in so-called Africa. And by the way, since I mentioned Africa, That name is going to change in the days ahead. It will be renamed, re-educated, restored, and reformed. So I thought I'd say that because, like I told you, from time to time, I'm going to make mention of things, of future things that is going to come. So just know that name is going to change. But back anyway, the tongue is a powerful instrument that causes men and women to rebuild themselves into something of great beauty, intellectual marvels, starlight as a guide, right, to humanity, through the darkness of the night by the permission of Almighty God, you know, by the permission of the Supreme God, who is the author of this new world idea of thought and internal advancement. It is far past the time for you and I to arise from our mental graves and advance. How many times do we have to say this? Damn it, it is time for you to advance. What are you waiting on? Don't you know until you advance, and I'm talking about you, the chosen people of God, until you advance and make up your mind to advance, don't you know that a lot of this destructive behavior that's in the world and the indignation of the coronavirus, COVID-19, and, you know, it's going to remain a constant threat to all of humanity. This whole thing is revolving around you. This whole judgment is revolving around you. You got to wake up. Accept your responsibility. You are the chosen people of God. That means something. So let's do something about it. You got to get up and do something about it. Go ahead, brother. You want to chime in on that?
You know, I hear you, brother. You know, and this is one of the reasons that we work so hard in trying to reach our people. I mean, it's a great work. It's a very difficult work because it's just a lot of our people don't want the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to let go of what they are holding to, which is America and her ways. They don't want to give them up. And what we're telling them is the scriptures say, whoever holds on to the beast will go down with him as well.
Right.
And so there's a calling, my people, come out of her. You must come out. You must let go of America and her way of life. You got to give it up. That's all we can say. You got to let it go.
And because I talked to some brothers once, and I was telling them, man, you know, one thing they always want to contribute, and you know, I know rap have a tendency to be glorifying criminal activity, right? And I told them that our people got to be some of the most dumbest and stupidest criminals there is. Because you constantly keep getting caught. Criminality. And you don't want to give it up. I mean, what they say, 60% of the people in jail, and we only make 12% of the population, and then you constantly talking about trying to go out there and steal and rob. You bad at criminality. Can't you see that? White people been stealing for years, but they ain't suffering the amount of jail time that you are. Ain't that crazy?
That's a very good point, brother.
Yeah, you bad at it. And the reason why you bad at it is because it was never meant for you. That's why you can't prosper in it. And those of you who have prospered in it, you look at your condition. You're constantly worried about somebody taking something and stealing from you. And you're constantly worried about somebody going to break in and come after you. You're constantly worried about your family. You know, you done so much dirt at one point in time, man. It's just like that brother name with that song. Talking about son, it's like it's lingering around like a ghost. it's an apparition, and because it was never meant for you in the first place. Show me where a God has to steal. Show me where people, since you all love, especially those of you who love the Egyptian talk and Afrocentric talk, tell me where black people have ever prospered by being crooked. it's really non-existent. But it's a reality, and then it's taking place all over the world now because of Yaqub and his people. And a lot of us, like you said, brother, we want to hold on to these crazy ways that we learn from these people. And I guarantee you that everything that our people are accused of, you can find white people probably 3 or 11 to 1 have been doing the same thing, like they were talking about how black folks go and attack the department stores, you know, doing the riots and stuff. And a lot of it is true. You do see them out there, but I saw this white woman that somebody filmed, gingerly walked into the place, picked up a widescreen television, and gingerly walked right on out with it. So don't come telling me that white folks don't steal. White folks is not doing that. Is not out here killing. White folks do these things. You a liar. Yes, they are. And then, I seen a picture of nothing but white people in this store, brother, to stealing and rioting and taking things, looting. That's the word, looting. So you know, man, you know, we are Yaqub. Specimens, however, but now many of us have become comfortable with being his creation, Frankenstein. And just as brother said, as it goes down, you're going down right along with it if you don't change. That's all I got to say on that, dear brother.
Well, you know, the subject today is about the will. And what it is, the question is, as do our people have the will to change? Do they have the will to change?
Mm-hmm.
Have they become so weak and so hopeless and so helpless that they no longer have the will to change?
Right.
You know, because when you're talking about the will, you're talking about the strength of the being.
Mm-hmm.
Your will is the strength of the human being. And so if you've been broken down to a point where you no longer have the will to change, then you're doomed. It's just straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to say it just like it
yep.
is. You're doomed. And I'm not trying to by no means make you afraid of dying. No. It's just simply saying what you have relinquished your will for to.
Right.
You know, you're still not going to have no quality of life. Your will is the strength of you.
Right.
And in order to survive such change as what is up on the earth right now, you have to have the will of a God. I'm just
mm-hmm.
telling you how it is.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say you have to have the will of a God is one that is so determined to bring about what he imagines, they won't let anything stop them from doing
mm-hmm.
so. Not even death. You say,
that's
brother,
right.
How, what are you talking about? Death stopped everything.
Oh, that's probably.
No, it don't.
Mm-hmm. It sure don't.
I told y'all just last week about the man who was determined to remove the hill from his backyard where
right.
he was going to plant crops. His will moved through generations. It
yep.
moved through generations within the minds and bodies of his family. They refused to allow him to be mocked and a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And they devoted their lives to stop that from happening.
Right.
So eventually,
right.
the object of hindrance was removed. So
mm-hmm.
God's won't allow themselves. God's a man. And our leader and teacher told us long time ago, all men die. All men die. But their will is the power within them, you know, and that can go for, I don't know, that can go
yeah.
for thousands of years.
Yes, it can.
I mean, you say, well, brother, how can that be? Hell, look at Jesus. That's a great
yep.
example in our community.
Mm-hmm.
People are still calling on Jesus and testifying to great miracles that they are able to do because of what? Holding on to his word.
Right, right.
So, as a result, how long is his power lasting? Well, it's been last at least 2,000 years already.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
you got to understand these things and not look at this as something from Looney Tunes or science fiction, Marvel.
Right,
movies.
Right.
This is very real. You know, you, as you said, brother, you imagine things. What you imagine, that's what we all do.
Okay.
If I say, well, I need to make $100,000. Can you see it? And when I say, can you see it? Can you see yourself
right.
doing it? Can you see
exactly.
yourself, meaning within the possibility of your power, obtaining it? You can see it. Well, yeah, well then, so it is written.
Mm-hmm.
That's your imagination.
That's right.
So it will be done. That's your will to make it come about.
Exactly. Man, I love the way you put that, especially with that story, brother, because you know a lot of our people have really suffered a great loss from that because it's kind of like each generation, if their parents was a little strict on them, they start to say that I'm not going to raise you up like my parents raised me up. You know, and even though your parents raised you up, and I'm talking about generation way before my time, because most of our people, when I was working with the Black Farmers Association, it was a group out of Tennessee, and I learned how if you go back and backtrack in your family lineage, and you go and pull up the great-great-grandparents information, the presenter was saying that you know of them by name, but you never questioned and asked what occupation were they. And for the majority of our people back then, they were farmers. They were land owners. Now, their children, because the biggest thing back then was to acquire land. Okay, then when you got the land, then their children was being raised up on the land. But then that particular generation began to start seeing how America started opening the door a little bit for them. Then all of a sudden, then that was probably like between, like, let's see, after 1800s, then you had the early 1900s. Then when you start going into the 20s and 30s, that's when a lot of people that lived on the land started migrating from off of the land. However, they left the children, the land, especially the generation that passed away that was acquiring the land, they passed away, brother. But then they taught their children, like I say, the second generation out of slavery, they maintained the land for their family. But well, the stuff started rolling downhill. what was when they start to get in the mindset that I'm not gonna be raising you in the manner that my father raised me. And then next thing you notice, they failed to teach the children the value of land, to keep the land. Many of our people got land all across this country, but their children got up and walked away from it because it has no value for them. They always say, oh, I don't want to work no land. I don't need that land. And so you done walked away from your family inheritance.
Well, this
it was crazy, brother. Sir?
It's how you go away from things, period.
Yeah.
I mean,
period.
The value is one of the greatest robberies occurred on us was the loss of the value of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't know the value of things, you're in trouble. And when you look at land and the value of land, what you need comes out of the land.
Right.
You need food, right?
That's right.
Where do it come from? It comes out of the land. You need to build houses, right? Where it comes
That's
from?
That's right.
Out of the land.
Yep.
When you go back and you look, you say, damn, man, everything coming out the land. So it kind of make you think and reflect a little bit on how valuable the land is.
Yeah.
You know? But if you ignorant, you don't know that. It just makes a lot of children today, if you ask them where certain food comes from, they'll tell you the supermarket.
Yeah.
The name
yeah.
of some supermarket.
Right.
They don't know it come from the land. They've never watched what? Because what? Parents have never taught their children how to plant seeds and grow things from it out of the earth that you need in order to live, food. So they lose connection with that. And so
right.
when I want some food, I go to the supermarket rather than going
yep.
to the earth. You see what I'm saying? And
yep.
so when there is no food supermarket, right?
Right.
But yet they own 40 acres of land. And they run around here talking about they starving to death.
Yep.
How can you
yep.
you starve to death because you're ignorant?
Right,
you
right.
You see what I'm saying? You're
That's
ignorant.
Right.
If you wasn't ignorant, you would realize that what all you have to do is go into the earth. And you can feed more than yourself. You can feed you,
now.
Your family, your community, and everything.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, so you can hear
so,
it now. Man, we don't have nothing there. And man, you got land. I mean, it kind of disappoints me every time I think about it. But I know of a family. Their family actually owned a township because their great uncle, he was a preacher, and around during those days and times, the church was being used as the storehouse, but it was also be like that was your form of government place, you know, where you sit there and you make rules and regulations on how everybody's going to live in that township that they had. Everybody
right.
was bringing money to the church, and all of them got together, took the money, purchased more land, and to where they had well over 17 acres of land. That ain't no small piece. And everybody was living, they had their own little community. But the children of those, then walked away from the land and have no desire to go back to it. And so it's just left there for the state to take it. But what I understand is only one person upholding the taxes on it. And what if that person passed away? He's stupid, brother. Like you said, you ignorant.
And there
you
goes
don't see the value
problem.
Of it. Yeah.
There goes the problem right there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If knowledge is power, then you could see right offhand, easily, that the reason we have very little power is because we have very little knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Very little knowledge. I mean, if one knows better, then what is the reason that they don't do better? That runs into
mm-hmm.
the subject we talked about, I think it was last week, slothfulness, lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that energy is a resource, brother?
Yes, it is.
It's a resource. Bruh, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're using it mentally or physically. Bruh,
right.
If you got very little energy, then you're not going to be able to do very much, whether it be physical or mental.
Right. Exactly.
So, we are deficient in many things. And those two in particular, you know, we look how we spend our energy foolishly.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these are things that we have acquired from the following of the enemy. And this is why we spend our energy just like we what? Spend our money.
Mm-hmm.
Foolishly.
Foolishly. Yeah.
And so we profit very little, right?
Right.
And we listen to them, our enemy, about how we should spend our energy and how we should spend our money. Your enemy, think about it. Our enemy is our advisor.
I know.
So enemy,
yeah.
We are listening to our enemy in many things. But being that we are so ignorant, we are not giving thoughts to the fact that this is the same individual that put us in the shape we're in. So why would you be inspired or motivated to listening to him about anything?
Right, right. And what's that old saying? The man told me that he can sell me a insurance policy, a life insurance policy for $300,000 for $9 a month. And then when they get the bill, the first bill, that thing is up at $150 a month. Yeah. You don't listen to snakes. You got to deal with that thing yourself. And like you said, that copperhead was sitting up on that rock, that copperhead was saying, "That's my rock." You know what I'm saying? Even though he being a resident on your yard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we have to look. I mean, you know, it's like again, we're talking about the will of us. You know, what it is this. We have been taught in such a way that we don't think we have to use our will to create for ourselves the life that we really want to live.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught that all we have to do is be good.
Right.
And God will see to it in the next life that you have exactly
wow.
the life that you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of us living in this life and the betterment of, we wait on the next life in order to enjoy our life as we so will.
Right.
That is slavery teachings.
That's it.
That slavery thing, and you look at what it is, this is 2021, and we still acting as though we still believe in those same teachings. We looking for Santa Claus during Christmas, a big fat white man with a red nose and dressed in a red suit with a bunch of toys on his back. Coming down the chimney, and we don't even have a chimney.
Exactly.
Then it is so impounded into the brains of our people that our own mothers and fathers lie to us.
Yes.
To keep convincing us that it happened.
Right.
They won't take credit for all of the hard work they did to try and give us some comfort. They would mm-hmm. rather give it to a fat white man with a red nose and red cheeks. They would rather give it to him than to themselves to keep us believing generational lies. Generational mm-hmm. lies. And so this keeps being perpetuated, programmed into our right. psyche. We never will come out of this. We have to let go of these kinds of teachers. Yes, it demands mm-hmm. willpower, but you have the will to do it. You just need mm-hmm. to realize it and do it.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, what do you desire? What do you desire? Man, we have all kinds of desires for a lot of things, you know, but the things that you desire, a lot of y'all, man, you all know how to use your will on this aspect, but you don't acknowledge it. But the problem is, too, brother, is that they desire things and want to have things, but they don't want to go and research or go and look up resources to bring these things about. Some of our people, man, I tell you, I run into quite a bit. Oh, I want to have a business, but then that's all you tell me. I want to have a business, but you would not go and try to find any information or pick up a book pertaining to that which you're trying to get into. And I don't understand that.
It is simple. It is they believe in a mystery God.
Yeah.
And yeah. they believe in a mystery God. They believe in a God and worship a God that they know not. But
right.
they believe in this God now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But they don't, like, they say they want a business, right?
Right.
What kind of a business? They say what kind of a business they want. What do you have mm-hmm. a plan in getting?
Right.
Where's your plan? Where's your plan? Your
what
first
do you know
plan,
about it?
Your first plan starts with your imagination.
That's right.
You have to imagine what it is you want.
Right.
That's the drawing of your picture or plan in your mind. And then you
mm-hmm.
break it down. It starts becoming more and more what? Clearer as a result of
mm-hmm.
you thinking about it all the time. As you think about it all the time, you're studying what? Writing it down, what you are thinking about. You're writing down what you are thinking about. You're drawing it out to hell. If you just look what you're writing down, what you're thinking about, you're drawing your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And since you have what? The deal with time, you have to include that in the equation.
Right.
Where do you hope to be at this period from the start of your plan?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to make this become a living entity? How do you hope to draw what is in your mind and what is on the paper? How do you hope to bring this about? What is it that
right.
you need? Do you have the resources that you need to make this happen?
Right.
You go to question them like that. Man, I don't have none of that. I know what I want.
You
don't need
have
that.
None of that. Yeah, I just
okay.
know what I want.
I just
you know, earlier,
know
brother,
what
you brought
want.
Up a, you brought up a beautiful point. Point when you use Jesus as an example, as an example of his will is still being carried out. But,
yeah.
and you know, I just flipped open his book. is Think and Grow Rich, a Black Choice. You know, they were written by Dennis Kimball and Napoleon Hill. And lo and behold, here's a good, perfect example of just how that example you gave on Jesus was Martin Luther King. Remember, I have a dream. I have a dream today that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day. I have a dream that my four little children will one day be judged not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. I have a dream. Now he desired that. And and Martin Luther King have been away from us for well over 50 years now. Now, but yet his will is still trying to roll on and keep going. You know what I'm saying? It may not have came to the full fruition of what he wanted to, and desired it to be, but yet you see a measure of it. It did kind of take place.
Well, look at him. He was a brilliant articulator. The impact of this man's word was really strong. Lives that Martin Luther King impacted and still is impacting toward achieving what he will. He got thousands of people working on it. In all places to and bring about what he will. It's a great example of it. Whereas men would be judged by the content of their character as opposed to by the color of their skin. Why do you think all these politicians, they trying to bring it about, black politics, they trying to bring it about?
Right.
They trying to make it happen. They working on it. That is energy still moving through time and space in order to bring about what he will.
Right.
That is his influence and persuasion on the minds of others who believed in him and believed in what he's saying to make it happen, to use their energy to further it, to unite their energy with his energy to make it come about. That's what, hey, bro, I'm telling you, that's the way the gods work.
That's right.
That's the way they work.
That's right.
That's your looking visibly.
Remember, he told us, he said, I will be the winner, living or dead.
That's right.
and that's the attitude that we have to take. Like we said last week, you know, even if what you started, it did not come to fruition during your time. That was in the example that I got of that story that you shared. Still, you put enough of what you desire to take place into the next generation, and into the next generation would do the same. You got to have a strong will, a strong desire, because isn't it something how will, as you just made mention, but it's still continuing on through time and space. Isn't that powerful, that is? Through time and space.
Yes. You know,
so
I want to mention this.
Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead, brother. You hadn't finished.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. The first time I went to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
When I got off the plane and began to walk through the airport, terminal to get where I was going, I looked on the walls. And on the walls, you know what I saw? I saw all of the leaders pictured on the wall were black.
Right.
I mean, were all black. And I kept going through. I mean, everybody who ran everything was black. I kind of laughed within myself. I said, am I really experiencing this? Am I really experiencing this? And I continued to go. And when my taxi, the driver was black.
Right.
And as I moved through the city, they were showing me all of these sites, and who was heading everything was black people. I'm inside, I'm just, nah, come on, man. Black people. When I get to the hotel, who meet and greet me was black people. When I go inside the hotel to let them know I was here, it was black people I'm talking to. Everywhere I went, it was black people. Right. They were running everything. All of the cleaning, all of the managing, all of the administrating, everybody was black. And then I became overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. I became overwhelmed. What I became overwhelmed by was everything was run by black people. All the police was black.
Yeah.
They didn't even carry guns.
Wow.
And order was maintained.
Right.
Order was maintained. I was overwhelmed. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. I said, so this is what the messenger was talking about.
Yeah.
It is possible.
I've
seen what was possible. It can be. And guess what? As I moved throughout the venues, there were whites coming from everywhere, all sections of the world, Asians coming from all sections of the world, everybody coming from all sections of the world. And guess what? I ain't seen nobody with no frowns on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of looked at the people. Everybody was coming through the hotel, was smiling and laughing and joyous and happy to be where they were. Man, I said, what am I looking at? You understand what I'm saying to you?
Oh, yeah.
God was showing me what was possible. He was showing me what the messenger had taught us at what was possible. It didn't matter the people that was coming through. They all was completely relaxed and enjoying themselves. Nobody was thinking about being knocked in the head, being robbed. Nobody was, everybody was enjoying themselves under the rule of the black man. You know, and bruh, when I went further, and this is really not a thing about This was something that I was getting a view of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to places, and who was telling us all about the things that we were seeing, black people?
Right.
When I was looking at the people, and then what really topped it off is I went to the dolphin area, where the dolphins, you can swim with the dolphins and all of that.
Right. Right.
And I was looking at who trained the dolphins. You know who trained the dolphins? Black people.
Black people. Come on.
Brother, I'm telling you, I was seeing something. I was watching the black people walk. It looked like they walking on the water, but actually underneath the water that you can't readily see is a platform that they walk on. And it looked like, and it goes into the ocean where it looks like they're walking on water, but it's not. And the dolphins swim along with them, and they change the records, and sometimes they take off running, the dolphins do all that. Then they may ask the dolphins to come out the water. In the water, dolphins jump out the water up on the platform.
Yeah.
They feed them, and they talk to them. And they talk to them like they're talking to a human being.
Oh, yeah.
And I was able to witness something that really, really all black people, brother, all black people, I'm telling you. I said, I get it. I got it. I get it.
Right.
I got it. I got the message.
Right.
I got the message. I mean, my receptors were open, and I fully got the message of what is possible.
Possible, yes.
It ain't always been like that for them. They won the British rule. They won their freedom.
Right.
Brother, we better snap, brother. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
We better snap. We running way behind, thinking we ahead,
right,
of our people, of our people throughout the world. You know what I say? Thinking that ahead, but we are way behind.
Way behind, man. Because you know, out of all the places that you may mention, I was actually invited to come to go to there, and because what this brother is doing, he is developing a trade and partnership with the island, like something big is going to come out of that. So I'm definitely motivated, even just hearing what you just said.
You're talking about feeling at home. You talking about feeling at home. I'm telling you, I don't know where you've been in your life, but that's one place I can say that when you go to, you will truly feel at home.
Right. Yeah. My sister just came from there. Yeah, man.
Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that, brother. and you know, and like you said, man, you know, it's what you will, man. I mean, now we're gonna go from imagination, because all of us, we do it, but you know, the imagination is just like brothers were saying. It's really your plans that you're drawing up. It's your blueprints, for those of you who love this world's terminology. It's your blueprint. You're drawing it up. Now we move to desire. Now, brother, I found this in the Think and Grow Rich, a Black Choice book. And this is what this brother wrote. He said that when you're dealing with desire, you got to constantly keep fueling it. And then there's a section he says how to stay motivated all the time. And it says that remember, anything you fear and dwell upon will manifest in your life. Poverty, ill health, criticism, or love. There's nothing more important than learning the art of keeping your mind focused upon the things, conditions, and circumstances of life that you really want. Here are 10 essential elements that will fuel your motivation. Number one, develop the right mental attitude. Don't you know, to this very day, man, I taught that to my son. I always have and I tell him I always have RMA, and that's the reason why you are able to walk into any situation or meet any people, and you automatically become the favorite of those because you got the right mental attitude. You're open to listen. You're open for suggestions. You're open for it. And it's been definitely working out for him because he always say to me, yeah, Pop, you know, got to have that RMA. Okay, number two.
You know.
Aspire.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, go ahead. Yes, sir, go
no,
ahead.
You
I'll
go
let
ahead.
You go ahead and say something afterwards. Okay. Well, number two, aspire to something greater than yourself. Develop a magnificent obsession. Okay, number three, possess a futuristic outlook. Take the long-range view, release the past. Just like you were saying, you got to let it go. Develop deep personal integrity. Be someone you can admire. Ooh, accept your own and be yourself. Accept total responsibility. Don't be blaming on nobody because you were late. You know your behind was late. You know you're supposed to be in there for 9, but you decide to come in and wake up and get up to be there for 10 or 11. Come on now. Remain in complete control at all times. Do not be manipulated by people or events. Operate on a personal timetable. Number six, edify and affirm others. Remember, nothing is greater than love. Number seven, be grateful, not critical. Develop a gratitude attitude. Number eight, select your friends with care. Very important. Because the company you keep can either be an uprising for you or a downfall for you. Okay, minimize people dependency. If you dominate your associates, there's no way for you to expand or grow. I agree with that. Do it. Number nine, do it now. Decide what habits or changes you wish to alter in your life. Make those changes and never let an exception occur. And that's definitely a distraction. Number 10, the final one, look for mentors. Mentors who are larger than life. Expand us. Mentors in different fields broaden us and decrease deceased mentors inspire us. None of those 10 elements regarding motivation calls for any formal education or great sacrifice. Each can be verified for its soundness by anyone who understands the power of self-motivation as it relates to achieving a worthy goal. Yes, sir. Go ahead, dear brother.
I was just going to say, brother, you know, the saying is, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Right.
You know, that's all you can give, your life. That's it. That's all you can give, your life.
Right.
And we have a saying of our own. Have you not learned that your word shall be bond regardless of whom or what?
That's right.
And we answer, yes, My word is bond, and bond is life. And I will give my life before my word shall fail.
Right.
And so you see a lot of people walking around dressed in all kinds of attire, from ancient attire to modern attire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suits, ties of different types.
That's true.
But are you really connected to your ancestors? Are you really connected to your ancestors?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at your ancestors, what do you feel?
Come on. Yes, sir.
What do you feel?
Right.
Your ancestors paid a price for you to be where you are.
That's right.
You can remember them. They paid a price for you to be where you are. There's nothing up on them but honor. You know, they say when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor,
mm-hmm.
that all of the pilots that they sent to fly those flights, because they were flights of no return, you know what they were? They were samurai.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, kamikaze.
Why were they samurai?
Yep.
Because the word is the bond.
Right.
And they will give their life before the word shall fail. You see,
that's right.
We got to learn how to be that way, brother.
Right, right.
When you talking about you love the messenger. Well, I hear him lying all the time. Do you really? The messenger talks and the sacrifices that he made. Brother,
mm-hmm.
go back through the life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Look at the sacrifices that he made before he became known as he eventually became known.
Right.
Look at the price that he paid
mm-hmm.
for us.
That's
for
right.
us. And ask yourself, when he didn't have the strength to stand up and teach us, when he was held up by brothers standing on the sides of him to teach us.
Right.
You know, brother, we ought to quit this lying, because it ain't helping us.
Mm-mm.
That's a coward. You know, there's a lot of cowards. I looked at this. I don't know if you ever seen this little movie. It's a children's movie. It's called
yeah.
The Never Ending Story.
Have yeah, seen yeah, that? I see. Yeah, I seen
Go
some of
it. Go look at it again.
Yeah.
Go look at it again. The Never Ending Story.
Never Ending Story. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. That one of the gates that the fella had to go through was this gate, where these two angels were there, and he was warned that if you truly not what you say you are, you don't want to go through them gates, because dressed in fancy armor won't be able to hide you,
right.
not from the eye of these angels. So, that's a warning.
Yes, it is.
Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself, because God knows what we are.
That's right.
Be true to
That's
yourself.
Right.
You know, you can always talk to God and say to the God that I'm not strong as I want to be.
Right, right.
I'm weak, and I want to be strong. And God will give you the strength to achieve what you're striving for if that's what you truly want to be, is strong.
Right, right.
But in order to be strong, brother, you got to bear weight. You don't get
great
strong
teaching,
from
brother.
Not bearing weight. That
yeah,
means you got
teaching.
To have weight.
Mm-hmm.
Be it mental, be it spiritual, be it physical. If you want to
right.
be strong, you got to bear weight.
That's right. That's right.
You understand?
Oh, yes,
you got
sir,
to
I do.
Carry. And see, carrying a nation is a lot of weight.
It sure is. You know, so
that's
an awful lot of mommy did say that. Yeah, because he said
what he
that.
Had
that
to carry.
Yeah, 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 he did say that. And he said that, he told Brother Farrakhan that I was afraid. At one point, I was afraid. But then he said, but Allah gave me a reason not to be afraid. That's what he said to him. And,
yeah.
And like he said, that if God cannot save him, that's a sign that he can't save and protect you. And like, and the minister said it to all of us. He said, if God cannot protect me, then that's a sign that he can't protect none of us. And it looks like that God did a pretty good job to me. Because Honorable Elijah Muhammad was here. and yes, his time went on, you know, came from us. From this time, you know, in order for the nation to continue on growing, but the man's still in power. He's the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir, brother. You
yes,
know,
sir. Yes, sir.
I can bear witness to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the messenger sent us anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere, and we chose to go.
Right.
Anywhere. And when we went in the name of Almighty God, Allah, in His message,
right.
the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
We feared nothing. You hear what I'm saying, brother? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
We feared nothing and no
right.
one, regardless of where we went.
Right.
We didn't.
That's
and
right.
I think about it now, and I laugh as I just did, because our minds were changed and our hearts were changed.
Mm-hmm.
Our minds and hearts changed us, and it changed us into being qualified
right.
to represent him.
Right.
There was no fear in us.
Right. That's right.
So the brothers today should think on that.
Mm-hmm.
They should think on that. They should research that. A lot of them is saying, man, how could y'all do that? How could y'all go down in places where there was no one but y'all, two or three brothers,
right.
and Klansmen everywhere, rednecks, everything you can think of were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't faze us at all. Because what?
No.
We knew. We didn't guess.
Uh-huh.
We knew that God was with us.
Right.
We knew that the messenger was with us. How did you know that, brother? How did you really know that? I didn't say,
mm-hmm.
notice, I didn't say we believed it.
Right.
I didn't say we believed it. I said we knew it.
Right.
You see, there.
Yep.
You see?
And this leads me into the next phase.
That's the phase that brothers has got to be willing to go today, to the point
right.
where they know and not just believe.
Right.
You got to
right.
you got to go there. You got to put yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be there. That's right.
That's right. Because
I remember. I'm gonna say this last thing, brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I remember one night that it was three of us, and we was in this place, real devil infested place.
Right.
And we was at a church house. And it was three of us. One brother was acting as the captain. One
right.
brother was acting as a secretary. And one brother was acting as the minister. Okay?
Right.
And what we would do is I was the brother acting as the minister.
Right.
And so what I would do, I would teach, and after I finished teaching, the brother, who was the secretary, would come up, and while he come up, the brother who was acting as captain would be out on post.
Right.
I would go relieve him of post, and he would come in and hold the post for the secretary. It was three of them, the only three.
Right.
We might have had 30 or 40 people there.
Right.
And outside, guess what was outside?
The police. Yep.
The police.
Yep.
And so I'm walking on the premise. I'm by myself. It's nighttime. They just would ride up on the side of us, stop, and talk to us, address
yeah.
us as Mr. X, you know, and say, well, you know, I know y'all got guns in there, and we would laugh. We don't need no guns.
Exactly.
Y'all carry guns, don't you? No, we don't carry guns. You know that. And they would just start
yep.
laughing because they did know that. Do y'all
yeah,
believe that stuff that Elijah Muhammad talked? Yes, we believe it. Matter of fact, we know it's the truth.
Uh-huh.
They would have them a good laugh and say, you know, we could kill you right out here. I said, you could try it.
Exactly.
They would fall out laughing again and say, well, ain't nobody in there going to believe you. And then they would drive off.
Yeah.
See, we wasn't, don't get me wrong, we wasn't super tough.
Right.
But God was with us.
Right.
The messenger, he put us in situations. He put us in position that
mm-hmm.
we would not depend on weapons. He put us in situations where we would depend on Allah.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Let's see what you got. Let's see if you mean what you say.
Come on.
You lie to God face to face every time you get up and pray. Lie to him face to face don't mean nothing you say.
Mm-hmm.
Surely I have turned to thee. That's the first lie. Oh Allah, trying to be upright, that's the second lie. So on and so on. And you say, your prayers, your sacrifices, your life and your death are all for Allah. Lies. You say you think God don't know that? You think you getting by? Well, hell, if I'm able to tell you, and I don't know you personally, but you who are listening, who are the liars, know right now that I'm telling the truth.
Know you. Yes, sir.
You think of this. You think of this.
Mm-hmm.
You think of this. If I know, don't you know God knows?
Oh, yeah.
But because
without a doubt,
you have become disbelievers in the God of Elijah, you no longer think that. You no longer believe that he, you think you're hiding. I say to you, give it a little time. And you're going to see. I ain't talking about a lot of time. Give it a little time.
Shoot. Yeah, within this week. Like I told you, brother. Like I told you, that whenever we do these shows, the next following week, you're going to run into something that's been said on this show. I meant that. Man, and somebody's going to try you this week. And then, just to see, are you going to acquiesce or are you going to rise up and, you know, remember your teaching, remember your training? And brother, I want to say this before we get out of here today. The second part to this was based on faith. And that's why I say good teaching, brother, because you lay it right into it.
All praise is due to Allah for the honor of Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Because you brought in imagination. Last week we talked about thought, and then you brought in imagination. Now you're talking about desire now, and now faith. You got to have faith in what it is that you want to bring about. There's no way around it. Because what in Hebrews 11:1 says, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, like the messenger did with you all, sent you all to areas to sit down and talk, you know, and spread. I mean, you just surrounded by nothing but them. But it was just like you three was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And ain't gonna say a bad Negro because you can't put that with us. Y'all was in the lion's den, surrounded by all them cats, and I got and never got burned by one fire. And there's up, and there are people that walk around out here in that same situation, man, and never got burned. You tried.
That is.
You're gonna always be tried. Tried to see, and one of the things you can rest assured of, you're gonna be tried with something of fear.
Holy Quran
never fail.
Says.
Yep.
What about trial? Hard trial, not easy one. Hard trials. Trials of weight.
Right.
Great weight are necessary Why are they necessary? Because in order to establish the truth, establish the truth, you got to be tried.
Yep. And I love the way they say it, establish the truth. Establish the truth in what? You got to establish the truth in you. Are you a true believer in what it is that you say that you believe in? Or are you a true believer, even if you put it on dealing with your ability and skills to get up and form a business for yourself? Is the truth concretized in you? Is the faith concretized in you to do exactly what it is that you say you're going to do? What is your word like? The brother just laid it out. Yeah.
Bun.
Come on.
No, I'm just saying, what is your word is like? Your word is supposed to be bond,
yes,
regardless
of
whom or what.
Or what. That's right. In the what is your thought. Because if you've been the old Negro that you have been, the destructive Negro, your mind is always going to tell you, hey, man, don't turn your back on me. Where you think you going? You got to learn to ignore certain things at certain times and keep pushing forward. Because stubbornness, believe it or not, would actually be a mechanism to save your life today. Some things you got to be stubborn on.
Yeah. Muslims pray to die the death of a Muslim. What is more honorable than that?
Mm-hmm.
What is more honorable than to die the death of a Muslim in the service of God? You gave your life. What is more honorable than that? Remember what I said.
God.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Man.
The messenger.
Greater love.
The messenger was our friend, is our friend. You, how in the hell you gonna call me? Man, there's words that a lot of people should stop using. Oh, man, you my friend. No, you better use that other term that is common among the slang. Man, you are my dog, because that's how you treat your friend, like he is a dog.
Come on. There you go. Yes, sir. Oh, boy, they told him we got 60 seconds out. Well, let me read this last part before we off there. And brother, sister, it's from a section called, in the same book, Think and Grow Rich or Black Choice. It says faith is the prerequisite to power. It says, is there a force, a power, a science, call it what you will, which few people understand and even fewer use to overcome difficulties and achieve outstanding success? I firmly believe there is, and this lesson will explain it, so you may use it for the attainment of your chief aim. Great men and women have never found the easy road to triumph. It is always the same old route, by way of hard work and plenty of applied faith. Let me tell you of the power of applied faith. At one time in his life, 18 cents and two cans of sardines were the only thing that stood between him and starvation. Talking about a man. He moved from one cheap Greenwich Village apartment to another simply because he couldn't pay the rent. 20 years later of his life had already been spent in the military. While serving as a cook in the Coast Guard, he used nights and free time to write letters for fellow enlistees to their wives and girlfriends back home. I think y'all know who I'm talking about on this if you ever seen Roots. Men who were either illiterate or found it too difficult to express themselves, at least on paper, became routine customers. It was during this time that he too fell in love with writing. He didn't know it then, but his literary talent would eventually carry him to fame and fortune. But his success was always but instant. Like so many things in his life, writing did not come easy. Creativity and composition were brutally difficult barriers. He labored 7 nights and weeks and for 8 years before he sold his first article when he retired from the Coast Guard. He dedicated himself full-time to his writing, though his income was paltry and erratic. His bills never failed to arrive on time. He offered several 9-to-5 jobs, but refused them all. Why? Because I'm a writer. He said, I've got to keep writing. You all, it's like that, man. You got to keep your faith. Whatever it is that you want to desire and want to bring about, go ahead and do it. Forget what Dr. So-and-so said. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and do what it is that you know that is right, and do it in the name of the God. Do it in his name and move and write and operate in his name, because it did say that in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you so much for listening to the narrative today. I know we kind of went over time, but this conversation was definitely good. And I really thoroughly enjoyed myself. Remember, this week, August 25th, there will be a meeting, a symposium on the COVID-19 and also on the alternative medicines and everything like that. So go to NOI.org for information. We'll see you all next week. Peace.
Peace.